Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. We love it when you join us in the conversation at 850-437-1620. And we have Chris. I was looking ahead to his last name and I just wanted to combine it. So Josh Chris, it's a residential horticulture agent from the University of Florida. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm awesome.
So, yeah, we're actually a conglomeration between University of Florida, Santa Rosa County, and the USDA under the NIFA, which is the National Institute of Food and Agriculture.
Awesome.
So it's every county has somebody like me.
Every county has to have somebody like you, right?
Well, every county in America does, which most people don't realize. So.
I think that's great. Everybody needs a Josh.
Well, I like to think so, but who knows? But yeah, we're supposed to read all of the research that happens at the university, and then we take that to the citizens of our individually assigned counties.
Awesome. So I'm new to the area.
Mm-hmm.
What are things that I should know about your office and the great things that you do?
So the extension office is actually, there's a wide set of disciplines in there. We have one lady that does family and consumer sciences, so she can help you with like family budgeting and car seats and all that kind of stuff. We have a guy that works up in Jay that deals with agriculture, and so he deals with farmers exclusively, and he helps them maximize their yields and put their crop in to try to get them the highest amount of profit that he can. And then we have a guy that does commercial horticulture, and he'll do all your pesticides. And if you want to start a small farm, he's the guy that helps you with that. I do residential, so I do any of your lawns, landscapes, and gardens. If you're having trouble with them, particularly lawns, because everybody here overwaters their lawn and kills it and then puts a bunch of sprays on it and then says it's too hard to maintain one. And then we have 4-H falls under our building. And then we have a Sea Grant guy, too, that will deal with watersheds and rivers and oyster farming and fish farming and all that kind of stuff.
It's interesting you said that about the grass, because this morning I was like, what kind of grass do we have out there?
That's an important question. So we have five main turf grasses here. So turf grass just refers to anything that's not a ornamental grass. And so our five ones that we have here are Zoysia, St. Augustine, Centipede, Bahia, and Bermuda are the five that get used.
I think I have Centipede, but I learned to say the word Bahia appropriately yesterday.
Oh, don't feel bad. I do this professionally, and I've said Bahia.
It's okay. I completely ignored the I and just like, Baja, what? It's not Baja grass.
Centipede on the Florida panhandle is by far the most common. It does really well in our acidic coastal soils.
That's awesome. I know one of the things that, so we have a new place, and they put sod and all that kind of stuff, and we've really been trying to water it appropriately longer periods of time, but not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a few, you know, unhealthy looking spots, but I think that happened in between the transitioning of like the house being complete and then us purchasing it. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they forget, like, you know, you gotta go back and water the lawn for the people that might want to buy it.
Yeah, they have to, when you establish those grasses, you have to water them quite a bit, but then as that grass gets established, you only need 1/2 to 3/4 inch, and you only need it when the grass tells you that it needs it. And so I know that the research I've read for St. Augustine is about every 10 days, even in the middle of summer. And then keep in mind that rain counts. And so all the rain that we get, because we get 73 inches of rain per year here.
Are we behind right now in rain?
I haven't looked for this year, but we average 73 inches per year, which keep in mind I'm 6'1", so I'm only 72 inches tall. So that's...
I am not 6'1".
That's more rain than I am tall. But yeah, people... you know, you overwater and then your grass opens up a little bit because you get dead spots in it, and then you get weeds, and then you spray herbicide, and then it opens up a little bit more, and then you over-fertilize, particularly with centipede grass that doesn't need a whole lot of fertilizer and doesn't want it and can't use it. And then your grass opens up a little bit more, those weeds come back, and then you get into this cycle of spraying herbicides and fertilizers, trying to keep ahead of it, and all you really had to do was stop watering.
I think people, you know, freak out, mm-hmm. and then they start to do all the things, and there's no patience in between the things that you try.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see that.
Yeah, or they water in the middle of the day, which 80% of that's lost evaporation.
So they so early morning or
dusk? We always say, I wouldn't do dusk.
No?
We always say just before dawn.
just before dawn.
Yeah, if you think about it, and I'm going to take you way back to like seventh grade.
That was here. Way back.
Photosynthesis only works when the sun is present. And so you want that water there on the front end. And then as the sun comes up and your grass starts to put water through it, you want it available then. If you put it on in the evening, your likelihood of getting fungal diseases shoots through the roof.
Nobody wants a fungal disease. Mm-mm. Nobody. It's not good.
It's not. But then it's, you know, maintaining grass here is fairly easy if you talk to somebody like me that has read the research.
I'm going to take your card with me.
Okay.
I'm going to call you personally.
We do more than just that. I do gardens and landscapes too. So
awesome.
If you have a vegetable garden and you're wondering how to do it, the appropriate methodologies, I have that. We also do landscapes. So if you're wanting to know what to plant, we can talk about that too.
That's awesome. I'm always curious how like planting seasons work here. Obviously being like where I'm from, there's one season and that's it. It's warm and then it's cold.
Where's that?
I have not divulged that information, but it's, you know, I'm at one tip now and I'm from the other tip. So I was born in Maine.
Oh, okay.
So this, you know, the planting season was completely different.
Yeah, completely different soils too.
Yeah. And I actually remember as a kid that you could only get certain things in your grocery store seasonally. And then obviously now, mm-hmm. as we've evolved, you can get lots of things all year long, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're always in the condition you'd like them to be.
I think they do a pretty good job of it, but yeah, it's the nice thing about living down here is you can grow year round.
Yeah.
And so it's just a matter of knowing when to put it in and when to take it out. And we do have documents on that. And it's if you just look up to go to Google and look up the North Florida gardening calendar, it will tell you month by month what you can plant and what you should be harvesting.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. No, I definitely think that in this area, especially going to a couple different places, I have no complaints so far.
Yeah.
On produce. I'm pretty pleased. And I've been to a couple places that kind of look like a farmer's market, but they're year-round mm-hmm. place, and I'm amazed at the stuff. So
mm-hmm.
that's awesome.
Yeah, we can. You just have to manage for the humidity and the water and the air, and you have to manage for Florida soils really have no structure to them, so you have to know how to deal with that.
Right. So what other kind of what is there anything new or any updates coming out from your office currently right now that you want to share?
Yeah, actually, September 28th, we're holding an event called Monarch Madness. I'm sorry, not Monarch Madness, Monarch Magic.
Ooh.
And that is going to be at my office. And what we're doing is we are tagging and releasing 200 monarch butterflies. And what you do is with the tag, you put a little sticker on them, and then you let them go. And when they flutter around and somebody else will find them, later on and look at the sticker on their wing, and then they have a way to report that. And so we can find out where the monarchs go from here.
That is cool.
And so that's going to really drive, I don't know if you know anything about tropical milkweed, but it's a hugely divisive thing in the butterfly world. And my office, we always say there's two sides of that argument. There's a population loss from habitat, but then there's another pathogen that hurts them. And so we try to mitigate that. And so tropical milkweed is a decent way to do it because it provides habitat, but you have to cut it. And so if we know when the butterflies go and when we can lock that number down a little bit better, then we can be a little bit better informed about when to cut those back.
That's awesome. I used to catch, what are monarchs born from? What are the
eggs?
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean? What is the, we used to get
talking about a chrysalis?
Yeah. We used to get the, off of milkweed, we'd get the thingies, and then we watch the chrysalis, and then we would actually release the monarchs later on.
Yep. That's a fun fact is people always call it a cocoon, but moths come from cocoons and butterflies come from a chrysalis.
Yeah. It was so much fun. But milkweed was, you know.
Yeah. Milkweed is crucially important to the butterfly population.
Great. We can talk a little bit more about that when we come back from the break. If you want to join the conversation at 850-437-1620, we'd love to hear from you.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. They take great tasting burgers seriously. Culver's Butter Burger begins as fresh, never frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. And for a limited time, the Pretzel House Pub Burger is back. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is now available with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When America needed a hero, we turned to conservative Aaron Dimmock. A decorated combat pilot, Dimmock led missions against cartels in the Gulf. He'll take that fight to Biden's open border chaos. He's pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-Trump. Because Aaron Dimmock's a conservative fighter we can be proud of. Florida Patriots PAC paid for it is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is Jess. You're listening to News Radio Pensacola. And I have Josh Chris with me today. He's a residential horticulture, say that 10 times fast, agent for the University of Florida, in the extension office for Santa Rosa County. And just before we hit the break, we were talking about an upcoming Monarch Magic, September 28th, where you tag the butterflies.
I tag and release them, and there should be some fun stuff going on there. I'm going to teach some classes about monarchs. We'll probably teach and then go out and do the release.
That is awesome.
And then we're going to release 50 each hour so that everybody gets a chance, because we'd really like the public's involvement with it. Because the more the public gets excited about it, the better attended it will be. And so we're kind of planning on doing this every year from now on, because we really do need that data that says where do these insects go, because that'll help us inform people.
That's awesome. You can be part of that in the community. That's great. Now, how does somebody register or sign up to do that?
There's no sign up or registration required. If you go to my Facebook page, it's Santa Rosa County Master Gardeners. It's an event that's on there. You can tag yourself to remind yourself on there, or you can make comments and say you think we're doing a great job, or this is the reasons that we think what you're doing is terrible. We accept all comments, and so we will try to address any issues.
Just remember to be nice about it. We learned that in our cheat codes last segment, right?
Preferably you'll be nice about it. We have a good citizenry in Santa Rosa County, so I think they're usually pretty receptive to what we're doing.
That's awesome. So we talked a little bit on the break. You have some short courses coming up?
Yeah, it's called Short Course North. It's actually put on by the Federation of Garden Clubs, but they do it in conjunction with Extension. And so that's 2 days of pretty heavy gardening classes. I'm teaching two of them there. I'll be teaching about food foresting, and I'll be teaching about raised bed garden soils.
Oh, cool.
But we're doing some of the myths that you see out there. Like, people always say to put cardboard over your soil, which, if you know how plants work, they need oxygen in the soil. So covering the soil is not necessarily the best idea. But we have one extension agent teaching some stuff like that. We have a couple of companies that do the edible landscaping type stuff coming in to talk. It should be a fun couple of days.
That's awesome. I had a friend that she raises meat birds, and she was planting a lot of different berry trees and things on her lawn. And I was like, we could have a great time at your house. We just grab a glass of wine. We could have some cheese from the goat milk from the goats that you're raising, and you're just self-sufficient right there on your lawn. But one of the things she did was raise beds.
Yep.
And I know that was something I tried to do, or I would do a lot of planters when I used to live in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But do a lot of people do raised beds? Because what are the reasonings behind the most why people do that?
I think a lot of people do raise beds because they've tried to grow things in the ground here and they've noticed issues with that, which is true. If you don't know how to deal with a much sandier soil, it can create issues. I think there's a lot of myths that happen with raised beds. People seem to think that I can just put it down there and then I'll put all this bagged soil in it and then everything will just magically grow. Well, bagged soil has a tendency to have a higher pH, which makes less nutrient availability.
Right.
And then if you're not watering correctly, things are not going to necessarily grow. So there's nothing wrong with raised beds, but people just need to understand what they're getting into.
And do you have to change the soil out for raised beds?
It'll start to settle and you can put it back on the top.
Okay.
If you think about it, the plant's only really going to have roots in the top 24 inches of soil or so. And so as long as the soil there can hold on to nutrients and can hold on to water, you should be pretty good.
Are there any plants that you should not put in a raised bed make it more difficult to?
Yeah, a lot of like things like pumpkins.
Yeah.
They have big, long vines, and they will
take over the universe
and take over that entire raised bed. So anything else you put in there is not going to work. We actually have one. I'm growing six of them at my office right now. It's called a Seminole pumpkin.
Oh,
it's, it's also called a tree pumpkin.
Oh, wow.
Because they vine so much that they actually climb up trees, and then the pumpkins dangle from the trees.
That's super cool.
Yeah. So
that would be fun for her, you know.
But that's how big they can get.
That's awesome.
So you have to be really careful about what you put in there. Always think about mature size. Always put the right plant in the right place. And so there's a little bit that goes into it. But
research and ask.
Mm-hmm.
Ask lots of questions.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm good for both of those because I read the research and then people are supposed to come ask me about it.
That's awesome. If somebody has a question for you outside of this expert panel, how would they get a hold of you?
Oh, sure. Well, you can always call me or email me. If you just look up the extension office for Santa Rosa County, my email's on there. I have plant clinics is what we call it. It's just a diagnostic service. And so I'm in charge of the county's master gardeners. And so we do one in the Navarre Library on the first, third, and fourth Wednesday of the month between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Every day in the Milton office, we have one as long as I'm there. But I definitely have master gardeners in on
Monday.
Don't
tell me that. I live in Milton.
That's fine. I certainly have master gardeners in there on Mondays and Thursdays are the 2 days that we definitely have locked down. And then we were doing one in the Jay office as well, also on Wednesday between 9 and 1. But then that library and our office up there and everything else got kind of closed. So we're looking for a new spot to land.
Oh, wow. We did talk a little bit about you have some open office hours, if I remember,
any time that I'm there is open. So I will set down whatever I'm doing and come out and talk to you.
Awesome. Is there a certain time where you have master gardeners available for people to meet mm-hmm. with?
On that Monday and Thursday, for sure. Thursday is also when my garden ladies get out there and work. I have a demonstration garden up there that we're looking to expand. We're trying to get a tractor right now and some other mechanical help to actually get in there and expand what we're doing. We're trying to get a urban forestry demonstration or an agroforestry demonstration up there, which is colloquially known as a food forest, is what most people would think of it as. But we're kind of taking a different take on it in that you treat it like a forest, so your overstory is going to provide more wood products for you.
Oh.
And then you can use those to drive your gardens. But yeah, we're trying to expand. So,
are there any community gardens in Santa Rosa County?
None that I'm aware of. It's something that we could definitely look into, and we would certainly help you. We're not going to go out and do the work.
That's a common
misconception. Is everybody thinks they can call us and we'll come and we'll do all the digging and all.
You're there to be the expert. You're there to be support.
Right. We're here to make sure that when you do the digging, that you do it in the right place and that you set everything up correctly so that you find success.
So there's less curse words and less stomping of feet,
right,
and more beautiful plants, grass, vegetables, fruits growing. Join us in the text line at 850-437. You are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel, and I'm here with Joss Chris. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got limited time, so get those questions in.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. We have been here with Josh, Chris, residential horticulture agent in the Extension Office for Santa Rosa County. And I'm going to kick it back over to you because we were talking about some important things before we left. And I want to make sure everybody has a good reminder of when courses are, when they can come see you.
Oh, sure. Yeah, so you're welcome to come and talk to us at any time. If I'm not there, I very likely have a master gardener of some version there. Whether or not they're in plant clinics, they'll still talk to you. It's kind of what I harp on them about. September 28th, we have our Monarch Magic, and there's no registration required for that. You just show up. We're going to tag 200 of them and release them and try to get a little bit better informed about some of the milkweeds that are commonly used around here. And proper cultural practices is what we would call cutting it down. And then August 8th and 9th, we have our Short Course North, and we're going to teach all kinds of cool, fun stuff about that. The theme for that is edibles. And so anything that you can eat, which should intrigue a lot of people, you can get registration forms for that in my office, or if you message me, you can get a hold of it. And then you can do all that on my Facebook page, which is the Santa Rosa County Master Gardeners.
With the course about edibles is also what things that you can grow, but also things that you can find when you're out maybe in the forest walking?
I don't think we're doing any foraging.
Okay.
I think we're exclusively growing because we have to be able to provide science behind it.
Right.
Anything that I say is backed by a research paper.
It's safer otherwise.
Right.
So we're going to eat what you grow.
So we're going to tell you, you'll never hear me say things like put Dawn dish soap on your plants. I fight against that one as much as I can. So everything is research backed.
Great. Thank you so much, Josh, Chris, for coming in today. This has been great and it's been excellent and it's been informative. We look forward to hearing from you again.